SJIS Radio presents Roundabout JA, a 5-minute feature on local news, ideas, people, places, and things. Roundabout JA.
Multipurpose complex opens in Thomson Town, and later we'll share a drought tip as well as our child health and safety tip. Welcome to the journey. A multipurpose complex housing a post office, a poor relief office, homework center, and a market was recently opened in the community of Thomson Town in Clarendon. The $8 million facility was constructed through financing from the Constituents Development Fund, Jamaica Emergency Employment Program, Clarendon Parish Council, and donations from businesses, as well as private contributions from Member of Parliament for Northwest Clarendon, Richard Azan. Information Minister Senator Sandra Faulkner, who addressed the opening ceremony, hailed Mr. Azan for mobilizing the various partners in undertaking the project. She says the facility is a great example of the power of partnership. Senator Faulkner has urged the residents to use the center for empowerment activities.
This complex must be regarded as a community asset, and it should be treated as such. This must serve as an important meeting place where you can discuss ideas and you can make plans that can build the community and build your people. And it would be a disservice if you do not take care of it and use it to the full advantage of the community.
Member of Parliament Mr. Azan says that the homework center has been equipped with 8 computers. He says a training program being coordinated by the principal of the Thomson Town High School, Richard Morgan, will begin shortly with 25 young persons. He has expressed gratitude to all the donors for their contribution to the establishment of the center.
Jamaica makes quantum leap in the 2014 Logistics Performance Index.
Ground broken for Total Logistics Facility at Kingston Wharves.
Jamaicans access logistics training in China, and Maritime Institute trains over 34,000 in Logistics 101.
But that's not all. Logistics 102 has been launched.
We are Hub Active.
Things are indeed happening.
This is a powerful vision of Jamaica's future, unfolding now before our very eyes, in what I call the hub effect.
Yes, the Jamaica Logistics Hub Initiative, a bold new vision for Jamaica's future.
One of the goals of Vision 2030 Jamaica is to empower young people to contribute meaningfully to building and strengthening their communities. And as each of us contributes meaningfully to society, Jamaica will become the place of choice to live, work, raise families, and do business. Visit vision2030.gov.jm for more information. Here's a drought alert tip from the Office of Disaster Preparedness and Emergency Management. Fix leaking faucets and pipelines. One drop of water per second wastes 2,700 gallons of water per year.
No longer do you have to wait 24 hours if you suspect your child is missing. The minute you realize your child cannot be accounted for is the minute to make a report to the police at 119 or the OCR at 1-888-PROTECT. Be sure to have a recent photograph of good quality to assist with identifying the child. And remember, you have a duty to inform us if the child returns home. If you fail to do so, your child may not be able to access crucial services or travel overseas.
Now for today's child health and safety tip. It is important to know if your child is at risk for certain conditions or diseases because of family history, medical history, environmental concerns, or other issues. Collect and record your family history and talk to your healthcare provider if there are conditions or diseases that may place you or your child at risk. Take steps to lower risk where appropriate. That tip was brought to you by the Jamaica Information Service. And that's where we leave you on today's program. Thanks for having joined us. With studio engineer Andre Soyes, I'm Casita Irving. Take care.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.